It's a constitutional crisis that's engulfed several MPs and senators who discovered they were dual citizens this year. And now the citizenship saga's left a lasting legacy, giving us the term quasi. According to the Australian National Dictionary Centre, the definition of quasi is a person who is a dual citizen of Australia and New Zealand, a New Zealander living in Australia, or a person of Australian and New Zealand descent. The term gaining fame after being used to describe the most high-profile victim of the dual citizenship saga, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. Amanda Laugesen is the director of the Australian National Dictionary Centre at the Australian National University. She says the word may date back decades.
The 2002 reference in a New Zealand newspaper to Russell Crowe, so they were referring to him as a quasi. I've also subsequently, since we put out the news about our word of the year, we have had one person indicate that she thinks that her husband might have used it back in the 1970s, although we're waiting to establish whether it was kiwazi or quasi.
But the term doesn't seem to have caught on in the general public.
What's that? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've never heard this saying before.
Is he surprised?
Yeah, it's a bit different. It's for it to be a word of the year, you'd think it'd be around a bit longer than today.
Well, it's a bit weird, isn't it? I like to think I'm across most things. I try to read as much as possible, but I'd never heard of this word, so I am a little bit surprised.
I think it's a bit clever, and I'm curious as to why it hasn't been around before. There are heaps of Kiwi Aussies around, but I've never heard of it, so I think it's a very weird choice.
Similar sentiments on social media, with a quasi-backlash erupting on Twitter. One person tweeting, "Never heard of quasi until now," and another writing, "No one has ever actually said quasi, ever." Amanda Laugesen from the Australian National Dictionary Centre's defended the choice.
We do look for something that is Australian, and we do look for something that we would include in something like our Australian National Dictionary. We certainly have evidence for its usage, and we think it really did speak to a really central issue. And quasi is a word that definitely came to our attention. It was new, it was interesting, it says something about Australian English, I think.
The word didn't win without competition, however. On the shortlist were also jumper punch and postal survey. Ms. Laugesen says the word makarata also made the list.
This is a term with a very long history in Australian English, and of course before that it comes from the Yolnu Indigenous language, and so it has a long tradition, but of course, through 2017, we saw makarata being talked about in the context of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, discussions around having a First Nations voice to Parliament. So it was very interesting to see a word that does have a long history in Australian English, but being used in sort of mainstream political debate.
Also on the shortlist, robo-debt, defined as debt incurred as a result of the Department of Human Services automated data matching and debt recovery program. And as Ms. Laugesen says, maybe it's a glimpse into Australia's future words of the year.
Over the last few years, I guess we're more and more dealing with these automated services, so robo words perhaps might become more prolific as a result of that.